One for the money, two for the show. The Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. There are about 30 major stamp shows each year in the U.S., most of them regional. They're part of the World Series of Philately, which is organized by the American Philatelic Society, the nation's largest stamp collecting organization. Recently, two of them asked to be excused for a year, and the salary economy isn't really a factor. A big one is eBay and the rest of the internet. The fees stamp dealers pay for their booths are what support these shows, and quite a few dealers have decided it's cheaper and more efficient to stay home with their computers, buying and selling online. It doesn't matter what the weather and traffic are outside or what the price of gas is, as long as the power is on. Sometimes a show loses its venue. A hotel may decide it can make more money with weddings. And another factor is age. Show committee members may get too old for the physical setup. Others aren't around anymore. They've passed away or moved away into retirement. Some of the shows in trouble now weren't recruiting younger people onto their committees. They stayed clubby, exclusive. Now they're paying the price. But a show is still a great place to see stamps as well as other stamp collectors. The strong ones emphasize the social aspects and adjust to the times. You can find a list of World Series shows at stamps.org and a worldwide calendar of this weekend shows at virtualstampclub.com. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.